So precious is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing. To him in my weakness for strength I can cling. For he is so precious to me. For he is so precious. Sunshine and rain, and patiently waited an entrance to gain. What shame that so long he entreated in vain, for he is so precious to me. For he is so precious to me. I stand on the mountain of blessing at last, no cloud in the heavens a shadow to cast. His smile is upon me, the valley is past, for he is so precious to me. For he is so precious, so precious to me.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that he will be precious. Can you say that tonight? He's precious to me. What does that mean? What is precious? We talk about precious things. We have beautiful diamonds, jewelry, money, people, gold, you know, they become precious. But here's something far, far different, yes, and far, far superior. When we can say, Jesus, you're precious. You're precious. You're a treasure. You're my everything. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Peter says unto those that believe is the preciousness. And as we put our trust in him, we find that he reveals himself like that to us, that we lose our interest in other things. That is, they take their place, don't they? And the priority goes to Jesus. Amen. And loving him and finding out the preciousness of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It takes the Holy Ghost, you know, to reveal that to us. If you love Jesus like that tonight, it's not your doing, but it's his revelation. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven. And when he reveals Jesus to us and by his Spirit and makes him real, oh, then we found our treasure. And I'm so thankful that all of us can have that experience. It can be very real to all of us. Jesus, you are precious to me. Hallelujah. We were down in Florida listening to a radio broadcast, and they sang that song, Jesus is Precious. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord, and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. Hallelujah. And so I think that all of us this weekend ought to find Jesus more precious. Amen. All of you. Everyone. God wants to reveal Christ to us in such a way that we'll finish this Labor Day retreat and we'll say, Jesus, you're precious. You are really precious. And you know, he wants to reveal himself. And when he does that, why, we cannot help get a larger sight of him and turn our eyes upon him, be occupied with him. And as we do that, he's going to reveal himself. And I expect that change in my heart too, to grow in that experience and say, Lord, you're just wonderful. You're wonderful. You're precious, Lord. Hallelujah. And God will do that for you. Let's forget ourselves. And let's honor him by looking to him and praising him. You know, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We're learning that too. Now sometimes we can lose that spirit of praise, or that praise that God gives us in a church can lose that. God is the one who introduces that, gives us praise. And we have to be careful that we obey him, honor him, and continually praise him. Because the enemy is out to fight that. Oh, my. And what a fight it is sometimes. We have people at home that are constantly finding fault. If we praise the Lord too loud, you're just trying to show off. If you lift your hands, you're drawing attention to yourself. You know, stuff like that. Always, always. And the flesh doesn't like it, not a bit, but God likes it. And we want to keep that praises of God in our midst, in the meetings. They ought to be marked by all the time by the praises of the Lord. God has high praises. Our minds, that's where the trouble is in our thinking. We're attacked there, and we can think his thoughts and lift our hearts in praise and adoration to him. And as we do that, the Holy Ghost comes and anoints those praises and gives us what the Bible calls the high praises of God in their lips. Hallelujah. You know, that's wonderful. Because we read that God is enthroned upon the praises of his people. That's where the victory is. And that exalts Jesus, puts him on the throne, and he has authority there. And so we have something to do with that. Let's not lose our praises. But ask God. And I felt in these meetings, God is restoring that somehow to us, where it's a battle. People have sort of lost that in many places. But we don't want to do that. We want him to strengthen us with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may live in our hearts. And you know, he is reigning and he is enthroned on his praises of God's people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son.
Yeah.